12 each time in the 12 meetings, sometimes more than one, that they do feel that it's understood and I don't think they say embraced, but that it's thoroughly a part of the whole picture with the other side, and they themselves do recommend a resumption if our understanding is not carried out.
Right.
At midnight, Walt saw our other friend and told him that we didn't want to deceive anybody, that this was the basis that we were going into this thing. We wanted them to understand it was that basis, and we were ready to have any, they wanted to reject it, they could do it now if they wanted to say they had reason to believe that we could make progress. We'd be glad to have them repeat that. In any event, before we took action, that this was the basis upon which we would take it. Namely, if other folks would be present, then the other two things would be respected.
Yes, sir.
And so he said he understood that, he would get that to his government. Now, our friend did not get off out there for some time. I imagine they had some difficulties trying to keep it low key. I very much want to see him before we take this fateful step. And I want the country to know it. I've seen him. When I do take it, I want to see him. I've seen him.
Yes, sir.
Now, I know that you've got to do some preparation, too. And I had thought New York, I told Walt yesterday, to tell him to get it all packed. He's sitting there ready where he could move pretty quickly. But when we got to him at 11, he finally got off at about 4:30, I think.
3:30 our time.
3:30 our time. So his present plan, I thought it was 20 hours. I understand his present plan is 5 tomorrow morning. 5 doesn't bother me in the least talking to him, but I don't know what you could do after 6.
Well, I'll have to take a look at it, sir.
You take a look at the whole picture and call me back. We ought to be hearing from these other people through the day. Maybe that you'll want to take some preliminary steps where all you have to do is execute. But look at it very carefully. We don't want to have any more meetings than we have to. But we'll have to do a lot of things today, assuming these folks come through.
All right, sir.
I think that you feel that you and all the men we met with the other day and this fella will all heartily recommend this step.
They will, sir. I'm positive of it.
Now, suppose that they, I guess you, we'd have to decide in the light of circumstances, but suppose they did abuse one of the two other situations, either Saigon or the DMZ. Do you think that everybody would be ready to go right back where we were or even more?
I think we are. We'd be ready, sir, and I think that the others have all expressed the same view. I think so. This is certainly my...
How do you think we'd look on again, off again? It just looked like, well, we tried to go the last mile and they were sons of bitches.
Seems to me that you'd be left in a strong position, sir. In other words, you tried your best.
Okay, you look at this other thing, and we'll try to talk a little bit later. Walt will be talking to you.
All right, sir.
We've got 8 or 10 things we have to do. We have to go out to other governments. Got all this other stuff, but I don't want to make the mistake we made last time. I guess we have to talk to the leaders and the candidates. Now, when was your last time for the effectiveness to meet our second deadline? our original order to go into effect.
7 p.m. tomorrow night, 29th.
Does that move it up where they want it moved up? Is that it?
That includes the 16 hours.
That's right, sir.
Do I have that right, Bud? Yes, 7 p.m.
And that doesn't bother you, eh?
No, sir. We can do it if we can get it off by 7, but I don't see how you can under the circumstances. But I'll take a look and see what we can do, sir.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.